Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the cutting edge of science and we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology. And today we're very glad to have with us an astrophysicist all the way from the Netherlands, Professor Heino Falke. He is the author of an exciting new book called Light in the Darkness, Black Holes, the Universe, and Us. It was a few years ago that for the first time in history, an image, a photographic image of a black hole was revealed to the people of the world. It made headlines around the entire planet, and so we'll talk to one of the people involved with that historic photograph, the first ever image of a black hole in the galaxy M87. But let me also say, first of all, that if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. Our hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station or the city you're calling from, and the city you're calling from, and then bingo, maybe you can ask a question and get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Also, let me make an announcement, and that is my latest book, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything, is an international bestseller. It hit the New York Times bestseller list a few weeks ago, the Amazon bestseller list in the United Kingdom and the United States, and also the independent booksellers in bestseller list. And so what is the excitement all about? Well, you know, it was Albert Einstein who spent the last 30 years of his life chasing after a theory of everything, an equation perhaps no more than 1 inch long that would allow us to, quote, read the mind of God. It was an incredible quest, and he failed. But today we actually have a candidate for the theory of everything. It's not proven yet. It is quite controversial. Nobel Prize winners in physics have split, in fact, on the question. The theory is called string theory. You know, 2,000 years ago, the Greeks were also asking the question, is there a rhyme or reason to the universe? Is there a theme, a paradigm? Is there some kind of rhythm to the universe itself? Pythagoras, the great mathematician, said it is music that is the unifying theme of the universe, the music of vibrating strings. He looked at a lyre, and he found that when you pluck the lyre string, the lower the note, the longer the string. And then he went by a blacksmith shop, and he saw a sword being made. The longer the sword, the lower the sound the blacksmith made when he pounded on the sword. And then Pythagoras said, bingo, mathematics, the mathematics of resonances on a string, that is rich enough to explain the vast diversity of everything we see around us in the universe. But, of course, well, the Roman Empire fell apart, and the theory went into darkness for 1,000 years. For 1,000 years, there was witchcraft, sorcery, magic, and people forgot about this grand idea of creating a cosmic theme which can unify the universe. Well, today we have string theory. Let me explain how it works. If I have an electron and I had a super microscope, I would see that it's not a dot at all. It's actually, potentially, a vibrating rubber band. When you twang it, it vibrates at a different frequency and it becomes a neutrino. You twang it again, it becomes a quark. You twang it again, it becomes a gauge particle. You twang it enough times and you get all the subatomic particles that we've cataloged tediously over the last 50 years since the end of World War II. billions of dollars have been spent cataloging this zoo of subatomic particles. And is there any rhyme or reason to them? Well, just 3 weeks ago, at Fermilab outside Chicago, the first crack in the standard model of a subatomic particles emerged, causing tremendous excitement. Could this be a clue that there's a higher theory out there, a higher theory that allows us to summarize the vast diversity of subatomic particles that we've gotten from the Large Hadron Collider? Well, find out by getting a copy of my book. My book is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything, The Quest to, quote, read the mind of God. Well, let's now talk about black holes. There's a new book, Light in the Darkness, Black Holes, the Universe, and Us, which talks about the fact that history was made a few years ago when scientists were able to actually take a photographic image of a black hole in another galaxy. The book is by Professor Heino Falke, and he's a professor of astrophysics at the University of Radboud in the Netherlands, and we're very honored to have him all the way from Europe on Science Fantastic. So, Professor Falke, glad you could be on Science Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm glad I can be with you today.
Okay, well, the first question we always ask our guests is, when you were a youth, think back now when you were a kid, what steered you in the direction of science and then in the direction of astronomy? What was it? Was it a book, a trip, something your parents said? What steered you in that direction?
Well, the first thing I can really remember was actually the moon landing. It was Apollo 15, actually. I was a little kid, 4.5 years old, and I saw... In fact, I was the only one in the room watching it because it was already old news. The adults had already seen the previous moon landings and they were tired of it. But I was glued to the television and watched it for hours while the other kids were playing outside on the street. And I was following it and I seeing these people running around on the moon. I was thinking, wow, you can run around on the moon. And, you know, I already intuitively understood that this was a big, amazing thing that happened. By the way, they landed the Falcon on the moon, which fitted my name. So that's Falcon means Falcon in English. So that was quite funny. That was an inspiring moment. And I think my grandmother was the other inspiring person because she's from really East Germany, which is now Russia. And she grew up in a very rural area, and she wanted to become an astronomer, seeing all the stars up there. And she wasn't allowed to because she was a woman. She was allowed to study English, nonetheless, not natural sciences. Nowadays, of course, we're blessed to have so many women in science. But at the time, that was a dream that wasn't, you know, allowed to come true for her. So I think she instills a little bit of that passion in me as well.
Okay. And then what steered you in the direction of astronomy and specifically research in black holes?
Well, I was always a curious kid. You know, I'm this nuisance, you know, kid, and ask always why, and you get, you know, further, and why is that, and what's behind that, and, you know, what's behind the heaven, what's behind heaven, and what's there, and so forth. So I was, you know, going all the way through the fundamental questions that I was interested in, and so I really want to go, you know, I really, from my studies, I want to go to the ends of space and time, literally, so where really the fundamental new questions are, and I was doing my studies, black holes were clearly, you know, at the center of what would be new. Because one of the, you know, you were talking about the unification of the big theories, right? And one of the outstanding questions still is, how do you get gravity and quantum physics together? How do they rhyme? And at the edge of black holes, they fail, right? It's a big question. You know, how do you describe black holes with a quantum theory and general relativity of Albert Einstein? That was already, you know, known through the work of Hawking and others in the 90s. And astrophysics was starting to discover black holes in the nuclei of galaxies and quasars.
Okay, I know. We have to take a short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of your book, Light in the Darkness, Black Holes, the Universe, and Us. And you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And maybe you can have your question aired on 100 radio stations and the Internet, which carry Science Fantastic. Stay tuned as we talk about the greatest mysteries in the universe, black holes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today, all the way from the Netherlands, is Professor Heino Falke. He's a professor of astrophysics in the Netherlands at the University of Radboud. And his new book is called Light in the Darkness, Black Holes, the Universe, and Us. Well, let's wind the videotape backwards now and go back into the past. We're now in the 1700s, and there's a clergyman by the name of John Michell. He was familiar with Newton's laws of gravity, and he made a prediction that there should be a new kind of star out there called the dark star. So, Professor Franke, can you tell us about John Michell and the fact that by using Newton's laws of gravity hundreds of years ago, he predicted the existence of what we now call black holes?
Yeah, that was an amazing thought. It was actually a little thing. It was not a big theory that he developed, but he was just saying, you know, look, if there's a star which has such a strong gravity that it can actually attract light, and if the gravity is stronger than you know, light, you know, it could escape from, you would have a dark star. And the only way you could see it is from the planets going around. You would not see any light and emission coming from it. But you would see planets maybe orbiting around it. And you could only see it through the force of gravity. And that was actually a very radical and innovative thought. And already the idea that light could be bent by gravity was very amazing, and had to do with the nature of light. Is light a particle or is light a wave? And it really took until Einstein that this question was resolved. And you know, it was shown that light can be particle and wave at the same time. It's both. And that gravity can actually deflect light by deforming space-time, so light actually is deflected. And then it was actually Einstein who didn't really believe in black holes. It was, you know, a mathematician, Schwarzschild, a physicist, who, you know, first calculated the equations that describe a black hole. And then you could actually see that light is actually going in circles around that object. If you have a lot of gravity, a lot of mass compacted into one little point, and then, you know, light could go in a circle. And you would have a region which later became known, many decades later only became known as the event horizon, where light would actually not be able to escape anymore. It would be completely dark. Light would be trapped, as would be any other information. And Einstein thought these kind of objects cannot exist. They cannot.
Okay, so so Einstein, yeah, as I understand, writes a paper trying to disprove the formation of a black hole, showing that the swirling gas will never condense into a black hole. But then comes J. Robert Oppenheimer, the man, exactly, who would later build the atomic bomb. And he comes up with a new mechanism to create a black hole, not swirling gas, which will not condense into a black hole, but an implosion method. So explain to us what Professor Oppenheimer proposed, which we think is the way to create a black hole.
Yeah, now what we know today, how black holes are created in the first place, and that's pretty much the seed that Oppenheimer laid, is that you have a star which comes to the end of his lifetime, its lifetime, and it starts to collapse. And then gravity takes over. The matter will be compressed more and more. And if you have a lot of matter compressed into a small area, the gravitational attraction of it will become stronger and stronger. And so, you know, you have to have more and more force and more energy to keep the star stable. At some point, gravity wins, and there's no force in nature that can stabilize this collapse. And so gravity will become stronger as a runaway process. It will, you know, collapse into a point, essentially. It looks like this should collapse into a point forever from the outside. A never-ending collapse into an ever smaller space that becomes a small point. And,
so this,
you know,
is what
we see these things happening, you know, big explosions, mm-hmm, supernova explosions, and Oppenheimer wasn't far away from big explosions, we know.
Yeah, in fact, it's said by historians that this implosion method of creating a black hole, he actually used to create the Nagasaki bomb. The Nagasaki bomb was also based on imploding plutonium rather than imploding hydrogen in the star. But the idea of implosion came from a black hole and was later used to build the atomic bomb. But anyway, let's move on now, because people realize mathematically that if you fall into a black hole, all sorts of distortions take place. In fact, Arthur Eddington, famous astronomer who verified Einstein's theory, said that this is so crazy that there should be a law preventing stars from behaving this way. So what happens if you fall into a black hole?
Actually, if you fall into a black hole, nothing special seems to happen. You approach the black hole and you see this big darkness in front of you. And once you go through the event horizon, you see actually the entire universe, the light of the universe condensed into one little flash of light. And then you go in into this black hole, you're still alive. In fact, if you have a very big supermassive black hole, then you can actually survive falling into a black hole, at least for a little while. And you keep falling. But the point is, actually then space itself will actually drag you towards the singularity. You're traveling, so to speak. You could stand still in time, but space will drag you towards a central singularity and will crush you to death in the end. If the black hole is rotating, which is also possible, you know, you don't crash into a point, but all the matter is sort of collected into a ring. And then the inside of a black hole becomes completely crazy. You could actually travel in time. You could start now and come back, you know, now again by, you know, rotating around that ring-like singularity. So really cause and effect seems to change. From the outside, you will not see anything what's happening there. You will only see you falling towards the event horizon, and you would see time slow down, getting slower and slower every time. And if you manage to escape from a black hole before you go in, you'll be at a very different age from where you started. You'll still be young while your sibling, for example, has become an old man or an old woman. Because time is slowed down near black holes. So really the laws of physics, you know, they're okay until the event horizon, and afterwards they become a bit crazy, so to speak. And black holes really, you know, challenge our intuition of how physics works and how space and time are actually behaving.
Okay, so let's summarize this, because Hollywood, of course, has had numerous depictions of this process. So you're saying that as you fall into the black hole, if you're in the frame of the rocket ship, you feel basically not too much. Distortions are minimal, but from the outside, all sorts of distortions take place. Time slows down, things like that happen. But also there's a process called spaghettification. So explain to us what happens when your body turns into spaghetti.
Well, I haven't experienced that yet, so I can't give you all the details, unfortunately, or fortunately, perhaps. If you're falling into a small black hole, and a small black hole, I mean something that's, you know, tens of miles in radius, that's created by the explosion of a star. Then you are rotating around this black hole in milliseconds. You know, you within a second, you can rotate a few thousand times around that black hole. It's a whirlwind of rotation. And then your feet are attracted a bit more strongly than your head, because you're closer to the black hole than your head. And so it's dragged further and faster around the black hole. You wind up, you become a long spaghetti wound up around this black hole. I suspect this will be a very unpleasant experience, I must say. That's why, you know, if you ever decide to jump into a black hole, pick a really big one. You know, pick the one that we looked up, that we made the image of, M87. It's 6 billion stars, you know, black holes that combined into one supermassive black hole. And then, you know, it's so big. It's the size of our solar system. In fact, a bit larger than our solar system even. Then the difference between your feet and your head are really minimal. And so you're not going to be spaghettified. You get into the black hole into one piece.
Let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Our special guest today is Professor Heino Falke. He is the author of the book, Light in the Darkness, Black Holes, the Universe, and Us. Stay tuned as we continue a discussion of black holes on Science Fantastic. And give us a call. The number is 612-564-8135.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Supreme Court is considering the Biden administration's vaccine mandate on large employers and a related case involving mandates on healthcare workers at facilities that receive federal funding. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor falsely saying that over 100,000 children are in serious condition, many of them on ventilators due to COVID-19. A Georgia judge sentenced three men to life in prison for the murder of Ahmed Aubrey, whom the men confronted and killed while he was running in their neighborhood in early 2020. Travis McMichael and Gregory McMichael, each receiving a life sentence without the possibility of parole. William Roddy Bryant Jr. was sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole. This is USA Radio News. Millions of people on the East Coast are dealing with the first bomb cyclone of the year. Snow is falling in states including Massachusetts. New Jersey is under a state of emergency as it expects at least 6 inches of snow on Friday. Much of the same area received snowfall earlier this week, and many travelers were stranded on Interstate 95 in Virginia. Cindy Poitier, a legendary actor, has died at the age of 94.
Sidney Poitier made history as the first black man to win the Oscar for Best Actor for 1964's Lilies of the Field. The Bahamian Minister of Foreign Affairs confirming the actor's death on Thursday night. Poitier starred in The Defiant Ones, which earned him his first Oscar nomination, A Patch of Blue in the Heat of the Night, and A Trailblazer in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. He was born in Miami and split time growing up in the Bahamas and the United States. Sidney Poitier was 94. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Science Fantastic. Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to find out more about Science Fantastic, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or go to my Facebook site. We have 4.5 million fans on Facebook, and you may want to pick up a copy of my latest book. It's called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. The quest for an equation perhaps no more than 1 inch long that would allow us, in the words of Albert Einstein, to, quote, read the mind of God. We have hundreds of physicists working at the Large Hadron Collider, also Fermi Laboratory, trying to find order in the chaos of subatomic particles, and some people think that we need a higher paradigm, a unifying theme. Perhaps that theme could be music. The music of subatomic particles. So that if you had a microscope and could peer into an electron, you would see that it's a rubber band, a vibrating rubber band that can change frequencies and turn into different particles. So physics would be the harmonies you can write on these superstrings. And then chemistry would be the melodies you can play when these strings bump into each other. The universe would then be a symphony of strings. And then the mind of God would be cosmic music resonating through 11-dimensional hyperspace. That would be a candidate for the mind of God. Well, as you can imagine, Nobel Prize winners have split on this question. Some people think that, well, how do you test the theory of everything when each solution is an entire universe? Well, we have plans to test aspects of the theory. The Japanese, the Chinese, and the Europeans are already putting in requests to build the successor to the Large Hadron Collider, a new atom smasher, even more powerful than the previous one. Not to mention that Fermilab, just a few weeks ago, found a deviation in the standard model. Is that an indication that there's a higher theory beyond the standard model? And new satellites are going to be launched. LISA, Interferometry Space Antenna, will give us baby pictures of the infant universe, maybe a trillionth of a second after its birth. And we'll have baby pictures of the universe emerging from the womb. And maybe, just maybe, physicists speculate that we'll have evidence of an umbilical cord. An umbilical cord detected by gravity wave detectors in outer space, connecting our infant universe to a mother universe. Well, find out what all the excitement is about. Once again, the book is now an international bestseller. The book is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. But with us today is Professor Heino Falkam, author of the book Light in the Darkness, Black Holes, the Universe, and Us. And we're talking about, well, what happens when you fall into a black hole. Not very pleasant. But some people ask the question, well, will the sun become a black hole? Well, probably not. You have to squeeze the sun down to about 2 miles. And our sun is not going to be squeezed down to 2 miles, so don't worry, we're not going to fall into a black hole. But what about the black hole at the center of the Milky Way galaxy? So, Professor Falkam, what is known about this monster black hole in our own backyard in the Milky Way galaxy in the constellation Sagittarius? Tell us about our own home black hole.
Oh, it's actually by far my favorite black hole. It's the one that I worked on during my PhD, and that really set the course of my scientific life. At the time, we weren't really sure. There were some speculations. Sir Martin Rees, Astronomer Royal, actually at some point said, you know, if you see all these black holes out there in the universe, we should have a black hole, a supermassive black hole, the center of our own Milky Way, still around, because black holes don't evaporate so quickly.
Oh, excuse me. We have to take another short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of the black hole in our own backyard with Professor Heino Falkam, and the book is called Light in the Darkness. Stay tuned as we continue a discussion of black holes in our backyard on Science Fantastic.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us all the way from the Netherlands is Professor Heino Falke, author of the book Light in the Darkness, Black Holes, the Universe, and Us. And we're talking about, well, the black hole in our own backyard, the Milky Way galaxy. Dead center of the center, the galactic nuclei of the Milky Way galaxy, there is a monster black hole, maybe 2 to 4 million times the mass of our sun. And, well, one day we're going to get close-up shots of that black hole, too. So tell us a little bit about now the black hole in our own backyard.
Yeah, it was found in 1974. They found a radio source, some radio-emitting very small object, and it looked to be very much in the center. And then when I started my PhD, people used infrared cameras, near-infrared cameras that came from actually night vision cameras. And they would be able to look through the dust of our galaxy, which was obscuring our view, and they saw stars. And they saw stars moving in the center of a Milky Way, actually not moving every hour, but moving from one year to the next. And you would see stars going around in a perfect ellipse on a 16-year time scale. Like a planet goes around the sun, that star would go around with 10,000 kilometers per second, or about 10,000 miles per second, around that particular radio source. If you take, Kepler's laws of, the planet's motion around the sun, you can determine what mass you need in order to keep stars tight in the center of the galaxy. They move so fast, and you need 4 million times the mass of the sun concentrated in that radio source into a very small region. And I was, looking at this and trying to explain the radio emission of this, and I realized that a certain type of radio emission, a certain frequency, a certain color of the radio emission would come from almost near the event horizon. And that was exciting, because I was thinking, how would a black hole look like if you illuminate it with light from all directions? Well, you see a darkness. You see the darkness of the shadow. You see a shadow of the black hole. And that shadow, something it took me a little while to realize, it's actually a little bit larger than the black hole itself, because the black hole acts as a lens. It magnifies itself. See a reasonably large shadow. And, that that shadow would be the size of a mustard seed in New York as seen from Europe. You know, you need a telescope with which you'll be able to read the New York Times from Europe, right? The New York Times that you have in New York. Such a big telescope you would need to have. But then, if you have this, you would be able to see that darkness, that shadow. And that was a prediction we made. And we also knew at the time how to build such a telescope. You need just a telescope the size of the world. Well, you can do this by combining telescopes, by combining them virtually into a network that creates a virtual telescope in the computer that acts as if the entire world were a big radio telescope. And that gives you the resolution to peer into the heart of our Milky Way and potentially resolve that shadow. And that was the idea. And that was such an amazing moment, you know, when I realized, wow, that's possible. We may be able to see a black hole. That was 25 years ago. And it took almost 25 years to realize this. And then two years ago, we succeeded, not with this source yet, but with another black hole in another galaxy, but equally beautiful.
Now, your group made world history by showing us the image of M87's black hole, a nearby galaxy. When will your group also release the first photograph of our own homegrown black hole in the Milky Way galaxy? Is that coming pretty soon?
That's our big dream, of course. I cannot, I'm not allowed to tell you when and what we will show. I mean, that's still a secret. But I can tell you we are working on it, and we'll try to get it to you as soon as possible. And I hope that this year we can be able to publish some results on this.
Now, in the media, it was reported that the accuracy of your radio telescope, super radio telescope, is so sensitive that you could detect an orange on the moon from the Earth. Is that right? That you could actually detect something the size of an orange on the moon? Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue the discussion of light in the darkness, black holes, the universe, and us. And you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, our special guest today is Professor Heino Falke. The book is called Light in the Darkness, Black Holes, the Universe, and Us. And we were very fortunate to get him all the way from the Netherlands, where he is a professor of astrophysics. Well, when we last left off, we were talking about black holes and how to detect them. Traditionally, it was thought that we would never be able to detect the event horizon of a black hole because they're so far away. But a radio telescope is simply not powerful enough to resolve a black hole. So what this group does was they lash together several black holes to create an effective, gigantic radio telescope the size of the planet Earth. And according to the media reports, this effective radio telescope is so sensitive that it can discern an orange on the moon from the planet Earth. Is that right? Is that how sensitive this effective radio telescope was?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, would even be a tennis ball, which I think is a little bit smaller than an orange. Or as I said, a mustard seed in New York is seen from Europe. Yeah, and that's what you can do by using the perspective from all parts of the world and combining them, because you're looking for the slightly different angles. And what we do is we actually record the radio waves that come from outer space. We record them on actually hard drives. We store the waves, and then we can process and do what a telescope would do, a big reflector dish, you know, would reflect the light and would focus it and bring and combine the light in the focus. We do that in the computer. And that, you know, gives you something that is, you know, a telescope the size of the Earth.
Okay, now let me ask you a question that comes out of science fiction, but also mathematics. Mathematician Roy Kerr found a solution of Einstein's equation back in the 60s. With a rotating black hole, as you mentioned, it collapses to a ring, not a dot. But if you fall through the ring, you wind up in a parallel universe. You go through what is called the Einstein-Rosen bridge. Now, this is, of course, pure mathematics. We live in the physical universe. We want to know what really happens. But what are your thoughts? What's the latest developments in terms of what happens if you fall through a black hole's event horizon, through this ring at the very center? Do you wind up in a parallel universe, never to come back? Or are you simply crushed to death? Or what do you think happens?
Well, I think we can agree on you'll never come back. That part I think we can agree on. The calculations really in the inside, the innermost inside of black holes, are going to be very difficult. Right now, people don't think that a Kerr black hole, the one you described, actually are gates to a different universe. They are not traversable. In order to create a traversable wormhole, you actually need to invent a certain type of matter, not antimatter that we know, but matter with negative energy. And you'd have to keep that stable. So there's currently no theoretical underpinning or idea how you could really make a traversable wormhole that would allow you to travel. We looked whether the data that we have will be consistent with a wormhole, right? Maybe, you know, we are stupid. We are not smart enough. And so their prediction, how a wormhole, a traversable wormhole would look like. And it would have a different size given the mass and the curvature of that space-time that we see. And it didn't match. So we are reasonably confident that what we see is an ordinary black hole, not a wormhole. We don't know whether it's rotating, though. And that's one of the next big questions. Can we find out how fast the black hole is rotating? Does it have a ring singularity? We would not be able to see the ring singularity in the very center, but we would see the effect of rotating space. Space would co-rotate with a black hole and would drag matter with it. It would drag magnetic fields with it. And there are some indications that, you know, these powerful plasma jets that we see in the center of M87, there's the plasma shooting out, that this comes from, you know, partially at least, from the effect where magnetic fields are dragged along by the force of gravity, by empty space essentially, co-rotating with a black hole, and then shooting plasma out along the rotation axis with almost the speed of light. And we are not 100% certain yet that we can see that, that we can prove this, but it looks very promising. So that's one of the research topics of the coming years, actually. We need much better data to be really sure about this.
Okay, well, we are talking about science fiction, so let's talk about white holes. Some people claim that if you fall into a black hole, perhaps you're spewed out the other end as a white hole where the direction of time is reversed. So instead of falling in, you fall out, and that is a solution of Einstein's equations, but is it a realistic solution of Einstein's equations? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a very good question, and we've been surprised quite often that something that looked very strange mathematically existed, also existed then in the real nature, like the positron, antimatter, right? So you invent something like complex numbers, you know, what's the square root of minus one, and here comes the positron, and you find it in real nature. And so do white holes exist in the universe? And it's up to physicists and astrophysicists to tell. Mathematically, it's possible, but is it part of the real universe? That's a big question. And so far, we have not found any evidence that white holes exist, that they are out there in the universe. And so we will keep looking, but I'm not very optimistic. Maybe that's one of the mathematical unicorns that look nice on paper, but may not be existing in the real universe. But who knows?
Well, let's talk about yet another mathematical unicorn. Oh, well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. Once again, our special guest has been Professor Heino Balkem. The book is called Light in the Darkness, Black Holes, the Universe, and Us. So, Professor Balkem, thank you so much for being on Science Fantastic.
Thank you for having me. I had a wonderful time here.
Okay, and once again, the book is called Light in the Darkness, Black Holes, the Universe, and Us. And this is Professor Michio Kaku. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and pick up a copy of my latest book, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Is it possible that string theory could be, quote, the theory of everything that unifies all the laws of nature into an equation no more than 1 inch long? Find out.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.